Hi, Jackson again, and this will be the third and final part of my Princess Bride podcast, where I will review, in my opinion, the worst part of the entire book. In my opinion, the worst part of the entire book are the interruptions. Just like I have probably stated before, I believe that they are slow, stupid, and a little out of place in the book. In my opinion, which I am sure has already been stated, the beginning is pointless. I truly don't really care about how Goldman copied Morgenstern. I kind of just wanted to read the book, and judging from how little I care about the interruptions and how much I actually care about the actual story, you can believe how happy I was when we watched the movie and I realized that the beginning was short and the interruptions were actually entertaining and decent. And so I start this book, and so the interruptions start off on page 54 to 55 on the online PDF. It is the very first interruption, and this is when I realized that these are going to be all throughout the book, and I thought they were horrible. Okay, I didn't care that that he was going to have to cut out some of the things. I didn't care that this chapter remained intact. I was already happy enough when I found out that I actually got to start the story, and when I realized that I had to go back to listening him talk about real life instead of this fantastic magical world that he threw us into, I was very disappointed. Second of all, and my second least favorite interruption was virtually all of chapter 4. And it's really just a complete waste of time. I mean, I didn't need to know that all of that was just cut out and pointless, and I didn't need to know that your father just skipped out on all of it. Like, I get that, okay, but that's not something that you'd really have to add into the book, you know? And so, honestly, this decision really aggravated me. I thought it was pointless. I thought it was pointless, and I was definitely irritated. But, without a doubt, the worst interruption is, of course, the first one, where it's not interrupting anything. At the very beginning of the book, pages 1 to about 30, I believe that they are obnoxious and a little bit pointless. In this book, we are promised so many things. On the back, there is promise of fencing, fighting, true love, torture, and giants, among other things. And in the beginning, we get none of this. We talk about a man who loves a book and how it changed his life and how his child doesn't want to read it. And after he reads this book, he realizes, hey, I need to trim down on this book because most of it is just catching you up on the history of Florin. I didn't really care about this, and I didn't really need to know this. I kind of just wanted to read what I was promised, and I didn't get to because I was forced to go through this. And once again, as I stated in the first episode, I put this book down and thought I wouldn't put it back up. But then, of course, I remembered it was for a grade. And so, I couldn't do that. That is my overall opinion on the worst part of this book, which are the interruptions. To wrap it all up, they're slow, pointless, and obnoxious. They also come in at the worst times, where they interrupt important parts of the book. I don't understand why these had to be included, or how they benefited the story in any way that Goldman thought that they would. But, of course he did, so he included them into the story. I don't get it, but hey, I still love the book, and would rate it a 10 out of 10 in any place that I got to, despite these flaws. And this will be complete, and we'll be concluding my 3-part podcast on the book, A Princess Bride. Thank you.